Welcome back, Bahrain. We are jamming out here on the Johnny Jam Show. But a matter of fact, it is now Wellness Wednesday. We've got special guests in the booth. We've got DJ Renaissance and DJ Katie. And hey, it's 9:09. We've got all types of things to talk about today. So we're going to continue that conversation from last week. We've got into some things like metabolism and how to manage your weight and maintain a healthy weight. DJ Katie, let's get right into it. What all are we going to be covering today?
So last week in the studio, we talked about metabolism and metabolic health, like during some of our studio breaks. So I thought that would be a fun thing for us to talk about this week, especially because a lot of people do have questions about what it means to be metabolically healthy, even if they are overweight or obese. So I think that that's a cool thing for us to discuss. And then we will wrap it up at the end, talking a little bit about some tips to losing weight and maintaining your weight. Because I think that, you know, even if you are metabolically healthy, there is still a risk that you will become metabolically unhealthy. So it's always a good idea if you are overweight to like think about some tips to lose weight.
And what we'd also like to say is if you go into the AFN Bahrain radio page, we have two tickets for the Jamiroquai concert that's coming up at the Aldana Amphitheater on the 12th of August. And so for the first person to go onto the Facebook page, and if you go to where it says Meet Your Dietitian, if you provide us some tips as to what you do for healthy weight management, you will get two free tickets to the Jamiroquai concert again at the Aldana Theater on the 18th of August.
Yeah, so we've got some great tickets out there. So if you're listening in and you've got some stories to share, be sure to post your comments on that page. The first one that posts, you'll get some tickets there for that Jamiroquai show. So you won't want to miss that. We're going to come back here after this short break, listen to some more music, but we're going to define metabolism. We're going to get into some of the science. And hey, we're going to be picking up the pace with some high intensity training. So you won't want to miss it.
We're cranking up the heat, Bahrain. It's just what we do. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
Oh, we're cool for the summer, all right, but we're trying to stay cool by beating the heat and maintaining a healthy and active lifestyle. And we're doing that on Wellness Wednesday every Wednesday with DJ Katie and DJ Renaissance. So let's start off with some definitions.
All right, great. So metabolism is the internal process in which your body creates and then expends energy and burns calories, right? So on a very basic level, and a disclaimer, like I did this in college, every semester we had to re-memorize this cycle, but very basically, your cells take glucose and oxygen, and then they turn it into ATP, which is like basically the cellular energy unit. It's kind of like, think of like a battery pack to like power other things in your cell.
And glucose is sugar.
Right, sorry.
I'm a translator.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I need translating every once in a while. Yeah.
And so this is the process of cellular metabolism or cellular respiration. You also produce carbon dioxide in this process. So like you take in oxygen, exhale carbon dioxide. You guys are familiar with that. So for some people, that process runs quicker and therefore it burns more calories. And for some people, it runs slower. So if it's a faster metabolism, you're going to lose weight more easily. Your food intake might not lead directly to weight gain as easily as it does for some people. If you have a slower metabolism, you might gain weight more easily, and cutting calories in itself might not be enough for you to lose weight. You, I'm sure, are familiar with like your friend who can eat everything that they want and never gain a pound. They probably have a faster metabolism than you. It's not fair, but it is what it is. And then also as you age, your metabolism does slow down.
And one thing that does help is the more muscle mass you have, the more calories you will burn. And so it's important to do muscle and weight-bearing exercises to develop more muscle, to burn more calories and fat.
Yeah, I know growing up, I had a super high metabolism.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't keep weight on. I was always running circles and just never had energy. But as I'm getting older, you know, I'm realizing, hey, I don't quite have as much energy. So looking at, you know, how do I conserve that energy, but also thinking about, you know, ways to manage that with what I'm eating. So maybe shifting my diet a little bit,
yeah,
and adjusting more towards like those proteins for the weight mass, and, you know, just taking it one day at a time to better understand, you know, some of these processes that my body's going through.
Yeah. You know, and there are three different methods. Well, there are probably more, but there are three that we're going to talk about for improving your metabolism. So one is, you know, pick up the pace. You want to add your high intensity interval training to your regular routine, because your interval training will spike your metabolism, will make it increase during the training. And then for a period after you're done with your interval training, for as long as a full day afterwards. So HIIT training is really good for your metabolism. And then if you normally walk or on a treadmill or outside, if you just like add some sprints to that, 30, 60 second sprints, That's HIIT, and that'll help you with your metabolism. You can do this for like 8 to 12 minutes. And then you want to eat protein, do some weight training, because as Commander Braxton was just saying, like, muscle will help you, burns more calories, you know, helps your metabolism. When you eat, digest, and store food, that increases your metabolism during that process. And then also drinking green tea. Green tea has a compound that can help increase your metabolism, increases the calories and fat that you burn. So they say about 250 milligrams of this compound, so about 3 cups of green tea, will help you burn 100 extra calories a day.
And when we're talking about HIIT, again, as we get older, for example, because Katie, I could be her mom. it's true. The standards that I need to do for HIIT are things that are different than what Katie would need to do for HIIT. And so sometimes for older people such as myself, as long as you're doing something that's sprinting, but it just gets you out of breath, that qualifies for that. And so you don't have to do what is required for a 20 or 30 year old to be doing HIIT. So it is basically, it's dependent upon your age. And as long as what you're doing, you're extending yourself. If you remember as a kid, you're running and you just are like, that's what you need to do for HIIT, even for an older person. So it's not a one size one fits all.
Yeah, I hear that. Or I know incorporating some more of those sprints into my lifestyle is going to help me as I'm getting ready for this PRT season. So stick around. We've got some more tips, tricks, and some great facts and information that you're going to be able to use each and every day as you're exploring Bahrain, as you're getting ready for your PRT, whatever it might be.
Get your cup of coffee or your cup of tea and relax, because you're listening to 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
Can't live without you. Hey, we need you and your input on the AFN Bahrain Facebook page, because we've got some tickets to give away for some Jamiroquai concert. And hey, you won't want to miss that. It's a great concert that's coming up here August 18th, just days away. So you won't want to miss all of the great opportunities that you have to get some tickets and explore Bahrain through Wellness Wednesday. We're always trying to explore some new things. And hey, thinking of exploring, thinking about pace setting, thinking about sprinting and then jogging and maybe getting on the bike or the rower, whatever it might be, we're going to dig more into this whole metabolic process. Thinking about food and thinking about metabolically and health obesity, DJ Katie, can you tell us a little bit more about maybe your story and how you came to better understand your journey?
Right. So what kind of brought up this metabolism topic last time that we were talking about this was my personal weight journey, because I can't remember the last time that my BMI was like what they determined as like a healthy weight range. They say that the max for my height is 135, which I think I used to be maybe when I was 18 years old, which is a long time ago. When I felt my healthiest, I've weighed about like 145, which is technically in the overweight range. I bet that there are other people out there like me who are like, get to like maybe the maximum for their weight to be considered healthy and then like can't drop below that no matter what they do or how they change their life. So we talked about like, is it okay? Is there a health risk still when you are in the technically the overweight range, but you do feel healthy and you are living a good, healthy lifestyle? And we also talked a little bit about Lizzo, you know, how you can be fit at any weight. You know, we're not getting into the Lizzo controversies right now, just, you know, talk about some metabolically healthy obesity, which is a hotly debated and kind of a new thing that people are studying and looking into. Some studies show that people who have metabolically healthy obesity are no more likely than metabolically healthy non-obese individuals to develop heart disease, but some studies show kind of the opposite. Either way, we know that metabolically healthy obesity is more healthy than metabolically unhealthy obesity. So what are those two different things? What am I saying? Right? So to say that someone is metabolically healthy, it means that they don't have the other things, the other risk factors associated with heart disease, like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high blood sugar. So basically, like we talked about, metabolism as your body's ability to process what you take in and turn it into energy. So if you're metabolically healthy, your body's doing a good job of doing that process. So sometimes people with obesity have none of the common risk factors. They have healthy cholesterol, their blood pressure is normal or slightly higher than normal. So like 130 over 85 or below. Their weight to height ratio is less than 0.95 in women or 1.03 in men. They've got normal blood sugar levels and they don't have cardiovascular disease. We'd consider that metabolically healthy. So it is possible, and that's usually people who are fit and like working out regularly, that you'd see that in. So we can talk a little bit more about this
There's also something else that's called skinny fat. And so, again, for women, oftentimes we just look at the number on the scale like, that's it. And we're like, I just want to weigh 120. And what can happen, though, is if you're skinny fat, it means you really don't have a lot of muscle. And so you may weigh less on the scale, but you're not healthy, you're not strong. And the older you get, again, having muscle, and especially for women, like once we start losing our estrogen stores, and there's something called sarcopenia, which happens to both men and women, and so you're starting to lose muscle mass just as the natural aging process. And so it's actually better to have some muscle weight on you. And so maybe the scale looks a little bit off, but again, it's how you feel, how your clothes fit, and not necessarily just relying on the number. And as Katie was saying, is that 135, again, depending on your genetics and such like that just might not be attainable. And we can't let actuaries decide what is healthy and what's not. And because again, people who have higher BMIs, just because again, they're very muscular and such, they may be off the chart that way, but again, they have a very low body fat. And depending on, for a woman, for her body fat levels, there are certain categories. If you're too low, you can lose your cycle. But it's important for women to have a certain amount of body fat because you need it for, you know, having children, etc. Everybody needs fat because, again, our brain is fatty. And so it just helps with your thought processes. Again, we have to not think so much about what the number is on the scale. But again, it's also very much of a health ability and what's going on for your body that way.
Right. So just having that balance and knowing the difference of all those different risk factors that are out there for us. And a little fat is good for you. Muscle is excellent. And just continuing that routine each and every day. Hey, we're going to come back. We're going to take a short break. We've got some more music for you. And we're going to continue this conversation on metabolism, weight loss, but particularly how to stay healthy and live long.
Hot enough for you? Try tuning into 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
Welcome back to Wellness Wednesday, everybody. We were just talking about metabolically healthy obesity, and I do have a couple of things that I want to wrap up that topic with. So first of all, while metabolically healthy obesity is something that's being studied right now and is likely to, or less likely to lead to things like heart disease and diabetes, that's an unreliable classification because only 10 to 30% of all obese people are metabolically healthy. And it's transient, so you can always become metabolically unhealthy, especially if you continue to gain weight from your metabolically healthy state. So if you are obese, get your other numbers checked, your blood sugar, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, etc., and continue to keep up a high level of physical activity. That's the best way to like stay metabolically healthy. And talk to your doctor. Your doctor will be able to tell you better than anybody else what your health status is. So stick around because we are going to be talking about weight loss and weight management tools and techniques in case you are feeling like you need to take better control of your health and your life in those aspects. So,
hey, it's Commander Braxton, aka DJ Renaissance. We're talking about healthy weight today. And one thing that's sort of the reverse of healthy weight, and that has to do with eating disorders, which is a problem. And so with eating disorders, who's at risk? Young women are at highest risk for eating and body image problems, but women of all ages as well as men can have problems too. People most at risk may have low self-esteem and or depression, problems with family or friends, a desire to be perfect, family or friends who focus on weight, and activities or careers that require certain body type or weight, such as modeling, dancing, weightlifting, and wrestling. Some of the signs of eating disorders could be a person hates the thought of any body fat. They exercise often to burn calories or use steroids or supplements. A person may have odd eating habits, such as skipping meals often, eating at mealtimes but cut back on a lot of food at one or at all meals, eating the same thing day after day or meal after meal, and having conflicts with family and or friends over what and how much and when to eat. A person may have issues with food if they might think about food all the time, have secret eating binges, and feel unable to stop. They may vomit or use laxatives and or diuretics after eating to get the food and water out of their systems. And you might also see that you have a friend who might be experiencing eating disorders. You're not really sure. Again, as a nurse and in healthcare, we're taught to ask those hard questions. And so, but again, if you have a friend you think might have an eating disorder, focus on the positive. So express your concern and talk about your friend's health and happiness rather than his or her eating disorders or behaviors. Be patient and be there for them just by listening and caring and pointing out strengths and praise talents. Encourage your friend to seek professional help. And so we have the behavioral health clinic over here at the clinic. And we also have a dietitian, which is based in Sigonella. And again, and we're still waiting for people to write into the AFN Facebook page, because no one has written in to talk about their tips for healthy weight in order to get two Jamiroquai tickets. So we're throwing that out there again. But then also to avoid the negative. And so don't give advice to a person you think might be of concern unless they ask for it. Don't be a part of the talk that focuses just on food, body size, or weight. And then don't expect your friend to change overnight. Change takes time. And so who can help if you or a friend you believe have eating disorders? Definitely your primary care providers, therapists, social workers, or counselors, dietitians, different support groups, as well as hospital care. But again, so it's very important that we do keep this in mind. And just a definition quickly for what an eating disorder is. It's sometimes people may eat too little, and this is called restrictive eating. Some people eat too much at one time. That's called binge eating. Some people binge and purge, and again, through the use of vomiting or laxatives. And some people exercise to excess, and this is called obsessive or compulsive exercise. Anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating are all considered eating disorders, and they can involve serious medical and emotional issues. And a person with an eating disorder definitely needs help. So that's just something that we wanted to share as we are talking about healthy weight. Because again, with eating disorders, you definitely are at a lower weight or trying to lose weight, but it's not healthy.
Start your morning the right way. Cooling off with 106.3 The Eagle.
Welcome back to Wellness Wednesday. I'm in the studio with DJ Renaissance and DJ Katie, and we're talking about some tips on how to lose weight safely.
So even minor weight loss is going to be relevant and important to you. So when we're talking about losing weight safely, it doesn't necessarily need to be a big 50-pound weight loss. It can be even 5% of your body weight, which will help you with your blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, mobility, and your quality of life. So don't necessarily set your goal to be something that seems insurmountable or impossible. Little bits of weight loss are good too. In fact, you want to keep your weight loss slow and steady. You want to be healthy about your weight loss. You want to try and do it about 1 to 2 pounds per week. You might, when you start a weight loss plan, lose a lot in the beginning, but then you're going to kind of level out, and 1 to 2 pounds per week is healthy and safe. And you're more likely to be successful keeping the weight off if you lose your weight slowly.
I like that. Slow and steady kind of reminds me of the turtle.
Yeah.
You pace yourself through it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Better than trying to lose it all and then gain it all back the next week because you restrict yourself so bad that now you're binging, you know?
And one thing that's nice, too, is with that slow and steady weight loss is that it allows your body or your skin to adjust to your new body. If you lose weight too quickly, then your skin can, you know, have gravity effects and such like that. So with the slow and steady, your body has a chance to get adjusted to your new weight.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that to do the slow and steady, you're going to be monitoring and managing your weight loss. We talked previously about setting SMART goals for other health things, which is your specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. You want to do 2 to 3 short-term goals involved with your weight loss. So it might be like, I'm going to do 2 strength trainings a week starting tomorrow for the next 6 weeks. Or I'm going to eat 1,800 calories a day starting tomorrow for the next 3 weeks. Whatever it is, those are your SMART goals. But you also have to monitor. So you can either do food journaling or an app that works for that, whether it be a calorie counting or like Weight Watchers or something else. And then having a support system is also really healthy and helpful. So if you're, for example, living in a house with somebody else and they are not dieting, it's a lot harder for you to stick to your diet. So having them at least understand and maybe not eat the chocolate ice cream around you.
Yeah, you bring up like 3 big points that even I'm, you know, trying to bring into my lifestyle, the idea of journaling, writing things down, maybe charting them, and then using the app.
Yeah.
I use a lot of YouTube videos as well. But the last piece, that piece on accountability,
right?
Really, where you have a support team, you know, here at AFN, we've got, you know, a small team, but, you know, we're doing Wellness Wednesdays. We're doing some exercise together as some group PT. And so having other people that are there to run with you, so to speak, always helps to have that team working together, that management then monitoring the situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier to fall off the wagon from your healthy living plans if other people are doing it around you, right? Like if my husband, sorry, throwing you under the bus, will sometimes want ice cream, but then he always buys ice cream for me also because he he doesn't want to eat it alone. And I'm like, I'm trying to diet.
You're not alone on the ice cream. Yeah, I love my ice cream too.
So it is what it is. But and then you want to focus, like, you know, other things, focusing on developing healthy eating patterns, right? So not just like, I'm going to crash diet right now. It's like, hey, what is healthy for my body? There is a healthy eating plate that's designed by Harvard's School of Public Health. It's about half of your plate should be fruits and vegetables, a quarter should be whole grains, and a quarter should be healthy protein. So that's a change that you can start making in your life that will pay out in the long run.
Excellent. Yeah, so having some tools, having those people that help us, and that healthy eating plate. We're going to be taking another short break for some music, but stay dialed in. We've got some more tips and some things that you can do to be active and engage with all of this new information that you're learning.
Listen to all your favorite AFN Bahrain DJs in one place. 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
Welcome back to Wellness Wednesday. It is 9:50 in the morning. Hey, we've got still some more time to get you some great information about practicing mindfulness, healthy eating patterns, and having that support system with you as you're, you know, engaging in some new ways of living, healthy, active lifestyles. So, DJ Katie, what else do we need to cover here about maybe what causes weight gain, or perhaps maybe there's something that we want to talk about, maybe eating too fast, or how do we pace ourselves through the meal?
Well, you know, that's something that I definitely struggle with, is I will definitely eat too quickly, or sometimes we like to eat and watch our show on the TV at the same time, but that can lead you to eat more than what your body needs right now, right? If you're eating too quickly, your body doesn't have enough time to respond with a, hey, I'm full signal. So you end up overeating. So you want to practice mindful eating. So eating slowly, like taking appreciation for the food one bite at a time, think about the taste that you're tasting. And it can help you realize when your body is full and stop eating when your body is full. You also want to stay active, of course. We talked about this a lot. So exercise is a huge component in maintaining a healthy weight, preventing weight gain, and just helping with your mental and physical well-being. We've talked previously that you want to do about 150 minutes of exercise per week. That's moderate exercise, or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise per week. You might need more if you're trying to lose weight. It's going to be dependent on genes and lifestyle factors, but you can kind of troubleshoot that for yourself. If you're doing 150 and you're not losing weight, then you can do more. And then prioritize your self-care. Listen, that does include all the things we've already talked about, being mindful and eating well and exercising, but it also includes, you know, taking time to like take care of your emotional, physical, and spiritual needs. Having a hobby that you do, daily meditation, sometimes you just need downtime to do nothing. That's all self-care. It'll help you lose weight because stress is also a factor in weight gain. So if you're trying to relieve your stress, that'll also help you not gain more weight, you know?
Yeah, prioritizing self-care. It's something that I understand that a lot of us maybe don't do too well at, but incorporating that into our lives, you know, helps us to kind of pace out like the turtle, right? Who paces out and slow and steady wins the race. You know, as we say.
One thing, when Katie was talking about just eating too quickly and such, it takes about 20 minutes for your body to experience satiety or that feeling of fullness. So by again practicing mindful eating and appreciating the food and the textures and such, and allowing your body to truly be full, but then also portion control. And because I know, for example, when I go to the movies here and I'll get a thing of popcorn and it's like, I will eat the whole thing. So you can eat a big size, you can eat a small size. And so portion control can definitely help you with that as well regarding your weight. Because again, if you are in front of the TV, I think we're all guilty of that. We just throw it in your mouth. You don't really think about what you're doing. And so portion control will help if you are, for example, at a theater.
All right. Well, as we continue to get some of these tips on portion control, looking at how to have that healthy, balanced lifestyle, we're going to take another music break. But Stan, we've got some more calls to action for you, ways that you can, you know, maintain that long-term fitness routine.
Cooling off in the desert with 106.3.
It is 9:56 and it's a Wellness Wednesday. We're here with DJ Renaissance and DJ Katie in the booth.
Welcome back. We're going to close out our show with a call to action. So yes, it is unfair that some people have more freedom in their diet than other people do and can eat whatever they want. Yes, sometimes losing weight can seem insurmountable, but it is possible and it has incredible long-term benefits for your whole body. There are going to be lots of different programs, apps, meal delivery services, etc. that can help you and support you in your weight loss journey. I like to use Weight Watchers for my food journaling. Fitbit to track my exercise, and then NOFS to help give me strength training tips. And if you're having trouble with weight loss or weight management, you know, see your PCM and start making the changes required. You can do this. And there are people out there who are willing to support you.
And today at the MWR Rock Wall from 12 to 1300, DJ Katie and I will be there with the MWR Fitness Center, and we'll be discussing healthy weight management, etc. And so this will be the last time that Katie will officially be an intern. So please come out and show your support and love for Katie. And also please go over to the Facebook page for the Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Unit Bahrain. We have a lot of information. As you know, Genesis, the electronic health record, not the band, will be coming live on the 23rd of September. And so please make sure that you have your DEERS information up to date. Attain a DS logon account, and we have all the information, including DVIDs videos, as to how to do this. Make sure you print out your medical referrals prior to the go live. And attain pharmacy refills for a longer duration of maybe 60, 90, or 120 days, depending on what your provider will allow. This is a new system for all of the beneficiaries as well as the providers, and so there are going to be delays as we're doing this. As a reminder, the sports physical rodeos are happening on Sundays and Tuesdays for the month of August. These 40-minute appointments will be held between 0740 and 1040 and 1300 to 1540. Please note, if the sports physical or well child check is older than 12 months, a new sports physical will be required. And the clinic will be closed on the 16th of August, starting at noon, for command function. And we will resume normal working hours on the 17th of August, which is DJ Katie's birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Right on. Hey, you heard that, Bahrain. All of you out there listening, we've got some birthdays to celebrate. We've got some MA balls coming up, some Navy balls coming up, and as always, we want you to be sure to answer those questions of the day, and you still have time to chime in on the Facebook page and get those tickets as well. Remember your OPSEC Bahrain, protect your PII and CUI, and be sure to CYA from all those open source algorithms out there. This is Johnny Jam signing out.